Anticipating something good today. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. God, we thank you for making everything all right. Praise God for working all things out for our good. Would you bless this service today? Bless the people of God and help us to worship real good. Praise God and get everything we can out of this service. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Help us to yield ourselves to you. Praise God in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen.
Amen. Lord, I'm running, gonna be done.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. It's great to be here today. If you won't mind, I know it's still early, but we'll have some singing and worship after. But I'd like to deliver something to you today that I hope will help you. How many know that the Lord knows all things? I mean, he really knows all things. Without, you know, I don't always use the classy words that some use, and it's not that I'm against good vocabulary, but we know he's omniscient and he's omnipresent and omnipotent, meaning all-powerful, all-knowing, he's everywhere. And that's all fine and good to use those words, but sometimes we just need to know he knows everything. And get the big college words out of the way for a couple of minutes. But what about letting him get involved with all the things that he knows in your life? It's one thing when you are who you are, and it's another thing when Jesus is who he is inside of who you are. And there are times when a single moment in church, if you will, is designed by God because he wants to get in your business. Now, we don't like a lot of people in our business, but we really need God in our business. And he desperately wants to get in all of our business. He desperately wants to be the God who does know all things, but he doesn't want us to become a people who just know he knows all things. He wants us to be a people who knows he knows all things. Because his hand's in all things. Praise God. Even the ugly things. Would you stand a moment with me and pray? And pray a prayer today. I don't know how to help you pray. I don't know how to say it like you can say it because I can't make you pray it. But is it possible that you could pray a prayer today that says, God, in this next few minutes, not tomorrow, not next week, but would you be yourself in me? Help me to let you be yourself in our little ceremony. Thank you. Amen. Jesus, just praying right now for you just to be God, the God we know you are and that you'll never stop being. But sometimes we have a hard time letting you, yielding to you. Praise God, allowing, Lord, to work and to be yourself. We sometimes have the door closed and our minds closed and occupied, and we're somewhere else, even though our carcass is here. But help us today. Oh, Lord, we want God to just be God in this place for the next few minutes while we're still here together. In Jesus' name, God, we don't need another ceremony, God. We don't need a ritual, God. We need God to walk through the midst of us today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We want you to be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the midst of us today. We want you to be the God who burned in a bush, Lord, and was able to keep the bush from being consumed today. God, we need you to be the God that opened up an ocean because it couldn't stop you. Hallelujah. Step into our business. Step into every nook and cranny. Hallelujah. Walk up and down the corridors of our soul and our mind. And God, remind us that you know everything, our frame. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Help me, Lord, today. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. In Revelation chapter 1, I want to read to you a verse of scripture in verse 18. Or let's just read verse 17. And when I saw him, Revelation chapter 1, in verse 17, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. That has significant meaning to you and me. I am he that lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. Side note, the devil doesn't have the keys of hell and of death. He never owned hell. And he never owned death. Power of it. But it was death that came because of disobedience that passed upon all men. It's the Lord who holds all things. It's God who's in charge. It's not the devil you need to worry about. It's the Lord. Praise God. But we read here that he said, "Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead." The question you've got to raise to yourself is, why was he dead? Why did he come and taste death for every man? Because he wanted in your business, that's why. He is called the Savior because he came to seek and to save that which was lost. He wanted you. He loved you before you loved him. In fact, he loved us first so that we could love him in return. That's grace. That's mercy. That's a Savior who just wants to be himself. Nothing could stop him from being himself. Let's read Hebrews 13 and verse 8. It's a very familiar verse of Scripture, but I want to read it to you again. And I want you to see this today, and I want you to hear the emphasis, if I can place it ever so nicely, as the Lord has put upon my heart here today. We read in the word of the Lord that Jesus would walk into a synagogue, and when he was there, he turned ritual and ceremony into a healing time, a time of deliverance, a time of salvation. He made his mark. He let it be known that his presence was in the house. He wasn't afraid to say, "Stretch forth your hand." He wasn't afraid to touch a woman bowed over for 18 years with a spirit of infirmity and say, "Straighten up." It wasn't awkward for him to say, "Come out of him, you unclean spirit." Praise the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because that's who he is. That's what he's come to do. He's not interested in us going through the motions of church. He's interested in delivering us. He's interested in healing us. He's interested in being the one who said, "I am he." Praise God. And when I'm in church, I want to have church too. And I want to be me. Praise the Lord. I don't want you just observing that I'm me. I want to be me. And I want to demonstrate me. Amen. And I want to release me unto you. I want to walk through my church service and deliver you. And not see you walk out undelivered. Because you're so focused on it's our Sunday service. And we don't want anybody messing it up. Not even the I am. Praise the Lord. We need more than just rituals and traditions that we give ourselves. We need to know, praise God, when we are here, hallelujah, that Jesus is walking in the midst of us and he's able to be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the I am that I am. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Because the only reason why he was introduced as such was because he was on the move. He was doing something. I want you to go to the Israelites in Goshen and tell them, "I am has sent me unto you." Why? Because I am has come to rescue you. And that's what's associated with I am. Here he is now on the other side of Calvary in the resurrection saying, "I am he that liveth and was dead." He's expressing himself again. When they came to take him in Gethsemane, he said, "Whom do you seek?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." And he said, "I am." And they went backward and fell to the ground. As David wrote in the Psalms, "Let all your enemies go backward." And they did at the sound of his voice. He just said, "I am." And the enemies rolled back. Praise God. What a moment. I would have loved to have been there just to see that moment and feel the impact of him saying, "I am." Praise the Lord. You're not in charge here, Jack. I am. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't you ever think what you go through is in charge of you when you serve the I am. You may feel like you're in bondage. You may have something that's come upon you to afflict you. But the Lord would just like to hear from you tonight that you know I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. And that there's power with God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. It was the Lord who snatched away the mind of Nebuchadnezzar and turned him into a donkey for seven seasons. And returned him to his throne. And when he got back, he said, he's the I am. Yeah. Hallelujah. You don't have no problem teaching lessons. Praise God. Let's make sure we don't have a problem learning them. When Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, he wasn't saying, take my yoke upon you and become a bookworm. Praise God. Look, there's more than studying the Bible. It's living it, experiencing it, becoming it, serving the God of it. And let every promise of God that he is, amen, be enveloped in your life and envelop you and walk in the power thereof. Paul said, his power works in me mightily. Hebrews 13 and 8. The same Savior that was manifested. This is what I'm trying to show you tonight. The I am was manifested. No other God showed up on the scene. A second God didn't show up on the scene. A second person of the divine nature. No, the Lord himself descended with a shout. Rolled up his arm sleeves. Why? Because he was fixing to demonstrate I am that I am. Yeah. Praise God. And I am the good shepherd. I am the light of the world. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. He's letting you know tonight that no matter how much the world's turning and changing and is a disaster, he's saying, I am. Don't ever live your life undelivered. Don't ever live this walk knowing what you know and put up with stuff you don't have to put up with. Don't ever let your mind overcome you. Don't ever let this world overcome you. Praise the Lord. Don't ever become just another church goer and allow yourself to deny the power of this whole thing. He shed blood to give you power. He shed blood to get in your business, to be the light of your world. Praise the Lord. To be your shield. Your king, your high tower. Praise God. Let him be what he wants to be. That's what I'm here to tell you tonight. He's saying, I want to be your shelter. I want to be the covert. Praise the Lord. I want to be everything that I am for you. Let him be it. It don't matter that it's 2021. It don't matter that we live in America that wants to traditionalize and remove all the power. Jesus is saying, I'm still the same. And he's eager to roll back some waters. He's eager to demonstrate himself upon your Egyptians. And let the Egyptians know I'm the Lord. Not their false gods, amen, not their tarot cards, not their witchcrafts, not all of their idolatry, all their little crystal things hanging from their rearview mirrors, and all their stupid, dumb philosophies that couldn't save an ant from a waterfall. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm the Lord. America, I'm the Lord. You freak shows in politics, I'm the Lord. Hallelujah. There's not a single thing that you could ever go through that can outdo God. That's too hard for the Lord. Come on, remember what Abraham, who knew him as, I am the Lord God Almighty. He didn't say, I'm one of those gods. He said, I'm God Almighty. Meaning no one else is almighty. I'm almighty. Almighty meaning almighty is mine. Praise the Lord. Hey, when we're baptized in Jesus' name, we're baptized in the name of the Almighty. Amen. We're not baptized in the name of a second deity of another deity. We're baptized in the name of the only one true God who stepped into Egypt and said, I'm the Lord. Praise God. And when we're baptized in Jesus' name, it doesn't matter if you've got a billion devils in your life. The Lord steps in and says, beat it. I'm the Lord here. Hallelujah. I hope somebody in this joint tonight believes what I'm saying. There's not a single addiction. There's not a single mental problem. There's not a single work of the flesh that can stop him from being the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. Let me be myself. Let me be myself. Praise God. I'm so glad I let him be himself in me, Brother Bradley. I stopped my bladder problem, trips to the bathroom, and I said, God, I need the Holy Ghost. I want what these people got. Praise. I'm tired of being entertained by the worship. I'm tired of seeing them glow. I want to glow. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm tired of seeing the Lord in your business. I needed him in my business. Hallelujah. Knocking on my heart's door saying, I want in. I want in. I want to be your powerful. I want to be your almighty. I want to be your healer. Jesus wants to show up to the church house and cast out devils. Because sometimes devils get in people of God. Sometimes people of God are afflicted with physical things and God wants to heal. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, God's so good, isn't he? Would you love him one more time? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Jesus Christ the same. He loves faith. He does not tolerate unbelief. If we want to die lost, he'll let us. I know that goes against the grain of what some people teach, but it doesn't mean he wants you to go. But if you want to go, if you refuse him that speaketh from heaven, that's the scripture teaches this. Be careful. Let us not refuse him as they did, because when they refused, they perished. We can perish also. Jesus said that. Do you think these were wicked more than anybody else? Except you repent, you'll likewise perish. Except you let me in your business, you're going to perish. He's not asking for your agreement. Whether you agree with that or not, look, don't come to church just looking to find out something you agree with or not from the preacher. I guarantee I'm going to preach something you don't agree with, possibly, if that's your attitude. And I'll do it more and more and more, even if it's unconsciously, led of God. You don't have the right or the authority to judge the preaching of the word. No more than I do. I don't come to church looking for fault. I come to church to worship. I come to church to praise. I come to church to give God the glory. There's not a single thing in any one of you I'm looking to come to church and gripe about. And when you preach and you exhort and anybody else exhorts and sings, I'm not here to find fault with none of it. I'm just here consumed with one thought in my mind. I am. Hallelujah. Because you ain't smart enough, honey child, to form an attitude of judgment as if you can stand and judge God. When Jesus walked into the synagogue, they instantly knew he was going to heal, so they watched him to see if he would heal. What a bunch of morons. They weren't watching to rejoice. They were watching to find fault. Why? Because they knew. They knew what he'd do. He's here. He's probably going to heal somebody. Mess up our service. Hey, why don't you heal not on the Sabbath day? Why don't you heal some? People are so dumb. But they were exalting themselves against the one who's just, when he steps, this is what I'm trying to just send your way here today, and I'm almost through. When he shows up, he's a savior. He's the healer. We talk about it all the time. And then when we pray for people, there's sometimes I feel like, let me just talk it from God's perspective, that he might feel like you're not convinced. Paul said, I'm persuaded. And when they laid hands on the sick, they expected them to recover. They weren't worried about, what if it doesn't work? They weren't thinking that. Why? Because they were filled with the I am that I am. Their heritage was, well, he moves mountains, he puts kingdoms up, he knocks them down, he puts waters out of their way. If they're in the way of the people of God, he raises up the sick. He's the one who descended in a chariot of fire to pick up Elijah. This is our God. Peter had no problem saying, well, we're broke, but such as I have. Yeah. Praise the Lord. What would you have done? You would have, well, is it the will of God? Let me go fast and pray a while. No, Peter knew, praise the Lord. Look, we just got to know. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Jesus is in the house. Jesus is in the house. Let's not sacrifice what he's here to do for you. Don't leave same that you came. Don't leave the same way. because you're used to coming and, oh, yeah, they'll sing and she'll probably read and do this and they'll do that. Well, we're going to do something when we're here. Yeah. But the one thing we don't want to do is keep the I am that I am from going up and down the aisle ways and going right to where you are and saying, I know what you've been through all week. And I'm here to make it all right. He's the only one that knows every nook and cranny about you. So don't close up shop. Let him in. Amen. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. America cannot change God. I love this country. I love our freedom. We do, don't we? We do. It's got its quirks just like every other nation does, and we have it better than most, so we could be thankful for what we do have. But at the same time, all the quirks that are wanting to rise up and cancel out God, they can't cancel God. Don't you get all worried and worked up about what they're trying to do. God can answer for himself. He's not up there sucking his thumb and saying, oh, my God, they want to cancel me out of everything. I wonder if Zuckerberg's going to take me off of Facebook. I just got canceled. Well, there goes our account, hon. What I'm simply saying to you is, regardless, don't be influenced by present-day thinking. And it doesn't change him. He's saying to all of us, he is the same. He's not a different God than he was on the other side of Calvary. That's why the apostle said, these things were written for our learning and for our admonition, because he's the same God. And in Hebrews 12 and 29, he testifies saying, make sure you don't fall, because our God is a consuming fire. In Hebrews 10, he testifies, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. We don't want to fall into his hands being in the wrong, purposefully stepping on the blood of Christ, because the same God who destroyed nations under the first covenant, he's the same God. There's a lot about God people just don't understand. Don't try to figure him out. Just let him be himself in your life. If he can destroy the Amorites and the Amalekites and remember their iniquity against the people of God, he can certainly, with the same attitude, step into your life and look for some Amalekites. And say, you've been struggling this for a long time, haven't you? All right, struggle's now over. I'm in town. And I'm the only I am that can fix you. The reason why he told those heathen that come to take him in Gethsemane, I am, is because he said, I am going after you. And none of these guys are going to stop me. Isn't that awesome? Even when you mess up your life and you get all caught up in a spaghetti web of all sorts of ungodliness and sin, because Jesus went to Calvary, what he was saying to you when you pick up this book about yourself is, what you're going through cannot stop me from helping you. That we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Whom shall I fear? What can man do unto me? Even yourself. What can you do to yourself if the Lord is on my side? That's what it said in the Word of God, Psalm 118, I believe, verse 6. The Lord is on my side. That's it. That's all I need to face all the stuff in this life when life rises up and says, you church people are going under. Ha! We're going to cancel you. The Lord is on my side. That's why I said, ha! The Lord is on my side. Goliath is always huffing and puffing to blow your house down. He can't blow your house down. It's built on a rock. The rock said, I am that I am. Nobody blows me down. Nobody moves me. I'm your rock. I am the rock of all rocks. Amen? Do you believe that today? Will you let the Lord right now do a work in your life? Will you take the time enough now to call upon Jesus' name? I give you that time. Will you do it? That's what he's wanting. Will you do it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Keep praying and calling on Jesus right where you are. Let him bless you right now. That's all he wants. He just wants to do a work in you. He just wants to minister to you. Go let him do it. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah, 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 Jesus, hallelujah. Glory, 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 Jesus, hallelujah. God is so good. Don't deny him. Hallelujah. If you deny him, he cannot deny himself. He abides faithful. Praise God. He believes in himself. Start believing on him right now. Jesus, you're able to fix this. Jesus, this issue in my life isn't greater than you. You're the I am that I am. Hallelujah. Hey, talk to your issues tonight and tell them I am sent me to you. Have you ever tried that? Oh, this is galling me. Isn't that wonderful? Pull the binky out of your mouth and go talk to your problem. And say, I'm here this one last time to tell you. Let me go. The I am that I am sent me to tell you. It's time for you to let me go in Jesus' name. Praise God. Do you believe that tonight? Then I wish you'd stand to your feet and show the Lord that you believe that. That you're willing to let him heal you right now and minister to you right now in this service. Praise God. Forget about COVID. Call on Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, the healer's here. Oh, yes. God, be God among us. Be God among us. Do as you will tonight. In Jesus' name, with those online, be yourself. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise him, praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, don't worry about the critics. Jesus knew they were in the synagogue, but he still looked at the man and said, stretch forth your hand. Praise God. You just got to let the miracle flow in spite of it all. Let the mockers and the revilers be there. Let all the doubters and the scoffers, let them be who they are. Forget about them. Just let the miracle come. Praise God. Let the miracle come. He'll still stretch forth your hand, open your blinded eyes, stand up straight. That's why he's here. That's why he's here. Praise God. We ready for that song? Praise God. Whatever you have ready today. As they're singing, continue to worship, I'm through. Praise God. Just let Jesus bless you. One thing I don't want to do is hurry so much that we don't let that time of worship and prayer happen. We need to. Praise God. God's greater than COVID. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Be aware of it. Be smart. But don't let that run your life. All right. I'll quit talking before I get in trouble.